Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting firm that teaches people how to build a second stream of income with real estate, everything from single-family houses to 500-unit apartments to self-storage, hotels, and so on. And all we're really doing is what the wealthy teach their kids to do. You know, it's a sad case. It's not that the poor and middle class don't want to teach their kids the right thing to do. It's that they can't because they've never done it. So, you know, the old phrase, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, implies the rich are doing something to the poor. It's nothing like that. They're too busy making money to worry about it. What's happening is the poor and middle class are passing on poor and middle class beliefs about money. With poor and middle class beliefs about money, you will get poor and middle class results, no question. It's just a simple, you know, Warren Buffett said it, if I'm not mistaken, it was 40 plus years ago. He said, never depend on a single source of income, meaning a job. Invest to build a second stream of income. That's what the rich are teaching their kids from the time they're 8 years old. I taught it to my kid when he was eight, and he graduated college with $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Not because he's more brilliant or harder working than you. He just knew the right things to do, so he did them. And people are like, well, that sounds so challenging. It's this, that, and the other. I couldn't do that. That's not true in any way, shape, or form. Think about what you were told to do. You were told to go get a job, and you did. You succeeded at that. You're successful. You were told to put your money in an IRA and 401k, speculate in the stock market, speculate with mutual funds, diversify. You did all that, didn't you? You're successful. I could go on down the list of the things we're told to do, and you did them all. But imagine if, at age eight, and every year after that, you were told, don't depend on a job, build a second stream of income, you would have done that. Because you're a successful person. And don't confuse results with the type of success I'm talking about. People say, well, I've got a job, I've got a 401k, I've got an IRA, I'm not in the financial position I want to be in, so I'm a failure. Be careful. Don't confuse results with whether or not you succeeded at what you set out to do. You are successful, but at ineffective things. They just don't work. You know, the Monopoly analogy is probably the best in the world for this. Can you imagine playing Monopoly and just circling the board and collecting your $200 pay? Would you ever win the game? Never. You have to what to win the game of Monopoly? Buy income producing assets. It is the exact same in life. You've got to be buying income-producing assets. So, if you had been told at age eight to do that, I guarantee you would have. You just weren't told. And there's so many things that we teach at Total Wealth Academy that the rich are teaching their kids that are different from what the poor and middle class learn. It's almost shocking. We have people come out of our Saturday class excited but dumbfounded that they weren't told what's in that Saturday class when they were in high school. And that's where it's got to be taught, because not everybody goes to college. These principles need to be taught in really seventh grade up. Is that right? Seventh is about 13. Yeah, seventh grade up. But in 1974, when the government changed the rules, making Americans responsible for their own retirement instead of having pensions at all the big corporations, they didn't put one class into our educational system on how to do that. This is exactly what they said. They said, congratulations, Americans, you're now responsible for your own retirement. No more pensions. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to teach you how to do that. Good luck. That's exactly what they did. And now, you know, you got the result. 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65. Only 5% retire wealthy. The good news is we know what the 5% are doing. They all have second, some of them third, fourth, and fifth streams of income. So that's really what you got to do. The other problem I have with the saving your way to retirement method, which is what we're all told to do, you know, it's ineffective. If you follow the 4% rule, excuse me, which says that you can only take 4% of your savings each year during retirement to ensure that you don't outlive your money. And by the way, that doesn't always work, but it's probably the best option you have if you're going to try to save your way to retirement. But if you want 10 grand a month in income, good luck with that, because you're going to have to save up 3 million bucks. Whereas a person who buys income producing assets, if they invest $600,000 at a 20% rate of return, that's $10,000 a month. So I hope it makes sense when I say it's a lot easier to save up 600 grand than it is 3 million. And it's a lot easier to generate 600 grand through flipping or building a portfolio of single family houses than it is 3 million. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some risks that were unexpected but expected. I'll explain that with the IRA and 401k and what Joe Biden is doing. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're about to talk about something. I guess Forbes is doing some, I assume it's Forbes magazine. This was sent to me by a member, but Forbes was doing some research and did an independent study. And quickly, I'm just reading this, and quickly saw through President Biden's lies. He's not fighting for American workers or those on a fixed income. In fact, he wants to pull the rug out from under the IRA and 401k. If you have retirement savings you cannot afford to lose, then you should pay close attention. Biden wants to raise $3.3 trillion in new taxes, and he's gunning for your retirement accounts to help him do just that. Wow. And this is not the first time he's found new ways to tax retirees. After all, Social Security wasn't taxable until he voted. Wow. I don't even know what to say. So the tool that they gave you, you know, in 1974 or thereabout, to save your way to retirement, tax deferred, they're getting ready to take away from you? That's insane. You know, and I try not to get political on the show, but, you know, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they're not there for you. They're not there for you. I know people who spend, you know, the Trump election, people who spent days upon days at rallies and this, that, and the other, and watching TV and cursing the TV, hating on the media, just days of their lives gone. I can tell you this. I'm 56. A president has never done anything for me. He's never come and washed my car. He's never put money in my pocket. He's never helped me out in a time of need. What are you all doing, wasting all that time on politics when they don't give a crap about you? Is it your last hope? Are you just so hopeless that you think the politicians are going to do something for you? They're so strung up hating each other, they can't get anything done. How are they going to help you? The conflict between the Democrats and the Republicans is like watching, you know, playtime in preschool. It's embarrassing. No leadership on either side making any difference. And now they're going to take away your tax benefits for your IRA and 401 that you were counting on. I think he's also going after the 1031 exchange. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. If you're not familiar with the 1031 exchange, it's probably the biggest tool that contributes to the growth of the United States. Biggest single tool. Why? What a 1031 does, let's say that somebody builds a building, 70-story building, and they make $50 million profit. The 1031 says, look, if you will not take that profit and you'll go buy or build another building, we'll let you keep that $50 million working for you, your company, and your family. In other words, they don't tax it if you build America. If you build another building. Does it make sense why real estate investors make so much money? They don't pay taxes on their profit. And they're forced to go buy more real estate, which is what they want to do anyway. But the 1031 exchange creates massive growth in America by allowing people to keep their profit and reinvest it stimulating the economy, building more houses, building more strip shopping centers, building more hotels, building more buildings. It makes the country grow. And he's going after that too. I think that anybody that's really involved in politics must be hopeless. They've just given up. So they do something that's futile, like watch political TV for hours upon hours. It's like, guys, why don't you just turn off the TV and go read a book about making more money? See, I made money under Clinton. I made money under Bush. I made money under Obama, under Trump. I'll make money under Biden. They don't affect me. You say, well, he might raise taxes. I'll just go make more money. And that sounds pompous, but that's the fact. If he raises the taxes, oh crap, now I've got to do a few more deals this year than I thought I needed to hit my goal. And then the Republicans will come in and put the taxes back where they were. It's stop wasting your life. You know, if you spent more than an hour, I would say that's plenty of time. If you spent more than an hour on politics, you wasted your time. Get out there. Take the time you would be moaning and complaining about the politicians and read a book on making more money. Because the one thing the politicians can't do away with is the Constitution. And we have the right and the ability to build businesses, to buy income-producing assets, to take care of our family. We have the right to do that. And at this point, nobody's threatening that. So where should your time be spent? See, we all have the same amount of time, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Some people get more years, but when it comes to the normal lifespan, we all get about the same amount of time. Do you think that you can compete with the woman who reads 15 books to 20 books a year on building wealth, and all you do is watch political commentary? No, she's going to slaughter you financially. Wipe you out. You don't even have a chance. It's like investing in real estate versus the stock market. Do you think that anybody can invest in the stock market and beat somebody who takes the same amount of money and puts it in real estate? No. Impossible. It can't be done. So, which is why, you know, and I've had this bet out there for 20 years. I take 100 grand, you take 100 grand. You go buy stocks, I'll go buy real estate. We'll meet at the end of 1 year, see who has more equity buildup, appreciation, cash flow. We'll just see who made more money. Whoever wins gets the other person's 100 grand. Never had a taker on that. Because it's impossible. So when I read articles like this, which to me this is disturbing, it's like here you are hoping you're not going to have to pay the taxes, and now they're going to take that away from you? And these are the people you voted for. So, man, I don't know. It's just, hope is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. But if your life is based off of hope, I hope the politicians don't take the 401k from us. I hope they don't raise the taxes. Your hope is misplaced. That's not hope. That's being in denial of the last 250 years. They're not going to do it. They're not going to help you. No matter how many hours you spend in front of the TV watching, they're not going to help you. Only one person can help you, and that's you. And every one of you is capable of doing it. But you got to get out of this dependent stage of life where you're like a, you think the politicians are your parents and they're going to save you. They're not. In fact, they're going to damage you. No doubt of that. Okay, we got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Just got an email from someone reminding me that IRAs and 401ks don't save you taxes anyway, so who cares if they take it away? I think it's worse than that. I think they're actually going to tax it, and you're going to have to liquidate. It's not just when you liquidate it that you get taxed. It appears they're going to tax it all at once. If that's the case, horrible event. For your wife's benefit, I'll explain why the 401k and IRA don't save you money unless you fail financially. She's a first-time listener. Well, thanks for listening. Okay, here's the explanation. The only way an IRA and 401k save you money is if you retire with low income. So the question is, how many of you, that's your goal, to retire with low income? Nobody. Nobody has that goal. Then why is your money in an IRA or 401k? Because if you retire with high income, you're going to be in a high tax bracket when you retire. So you have saved nothing, yet you lost control of your money for 20, 30 years. Simply put, if you made 100 grand a year and you were in the 25% tax bracket while you were working, if you retire and you have 100 grand a year in income from your real estate or wherever, what tax bracket are you in when you pull the money out of your IRA and 401k? 25%. In fact, it might push you into a higher tax bracket when you pull money out of, which you're forced to do, when you pull money out of the IRA and 401k. They are a horribly designed vehicle. I don't even like to use vehicle because that actually sounds like it's going to get you somewhere. They're not a good vehicle. They're terrible. Now, with that said, am I telling you to go cash out your 401ks, IRAs? No. My recommendation is stop contributing to them, but leave the money where it is, because you can use your IRA and 401k to invest in real estate without tax or penalty. Now, the catch to it is that the profit goes back to the IRA or 401k. And you can't get to it until you withdraw it and pay the tax or tax and penalty. But let's say you have 400 grand cash and 400 grand in an IRA and 401k, and you need 80 grand a year. Well, take the 400 grand cash, go get your 80 grand a year, because that money comes back to you. And then take the IRA and 401k, invest that, get 80 grand coming back to those as well. And if it's a Roth, that's going to be tax-free. So, again, I'm not saying don't cash out, don't rip off the bandage, pay the tax and penalty and get your money out. Leave it in there in most cases. Now, there are some people who, you know, I'll give you an example. A guy had 1.1 in an IRA. Well, he needed cash flow, and he didn't have any other money. All of his money was in that IRA. Well, he did rip off the bandage, paid the taxes, paid the penalty. I think he was left with around 600 grand. He took that 600 grand, bought himself a small apartment complex, and it gave him all the retirement income that he needed. So there are some cases where you would do that, but in most cases, you wouldn't, as a rule. Because working in that tax-deferred environment can be beneficial with, I was going to say a little planning, but it's really a lot of planning. You know, Saturdays at 5 o'clock, Nathan Ross, who is a literally a genius at taxes and tax planning, has a radio show. You should check it out. I think it's called Planning, Tax Planning, or the Tax Planning Show or something like that. Just remember Nathan Ross right here on KSEV, Saturdays at 5. Listen to that show because you'll see why some of you will want to leave your money in the 401k and IRA. Let's see, this next question is about a Quadro. If you're not familiar with a Quadro, this comes from Jacqueline. A Quadro is where you, let's say you're working at Exxon and you have a 401k with Exxon. Well, they're not going to let you do anything with that but invest it in what they want you to invest it in, which is usually stocks and mutual funds, mostly mutual funds. A Quadro is where you give your 401k to your spouse. Exxon then loses control of it, and you now have full control of it, and you can invest it in anything you want, including real estate. So, Jacqueline, that's what a Quadro is. And, you know, the guy I just mentioned, Nathan Ross, can help you with that. Many attorneys help people with that. It's usually during divorce. A Quadro was originally for divorce, meaning you get a divorce, all the money's in the 401k. It's a court order that says, okay, that 401k is coming out, and you guys are going to split it 50-50. It's called a qualified distribution. A Quadro is a judgment, decree, or order for a retirement plan to pay child support, alimony, or marital property rights to a spouse, former spouse, child, or other dependent of a participant. It's a qualified domestic relations order, QDRO. And yeah, there's quite a few of them being done at Total Wealth Academy, but you better trust your spouse. Put a beeper on their leg. But if you have a great relationship, it's a powerful, powerful tool. But Jacqueline, make sure you have a place for that money before you go to all that trouble. In other words, don't Quadro first. Go join an investing platform. Learn, become a sophisticated investor. Learn the business, then Quadro, and invest that money in real estate. And yes, we can help you with that at Total Wealth Academy. Just come to our free sample class, which is actually tonight, 6:30 to 8:00. I teach that, and I'll explain how we're making money with real estate and how you could use your 401k to do that without tax or penalty. Okay, hope that helps. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Oh, I was going to talk about this. This is from a Valerie who wants to be a sponsor or syndicator. Yes, we teach that at Total Wealth Academy. Yeah, let me read the rest of this. It's, yes, you can raise capital at Total Wealth Academy. And the nice thing is we allow you to raise capital anywhere you want. You don't have to only use Total Wealth Academy members. But, Valerie, be aware, our members are all sophisticated, whether they're accredited or not. A sophisticated investor is the best type of investor that you can have. A lot of people run around going, I want accredited investors, I want accredited investors. Let me warn you, just because somebody has $1 million in the bank doesn't mean they know what they're doing when it comes to real estate investing. And Valerie, those people can cause problems if anything goes wrong with your deal for a short period. So the reason people join Total Wealth Academy is because all of our investors are sophisticated, they know what they're doing, and your risk of running into trouble with one of them is extremely low. So same advice as I gave earlier, come tonight if you can, go to gettotalwealth.com, and the free sample class button is right there on the front page, Valerie. And yes to every question that you answered, you can raise capital here. There's training, there's mentoring, there's consulting, whatever you need. Okay, let's go to the next email. This is from Dennis. And this is a tenant. Okay. Dennis, just because they have a letter from the government about COVID doesn't mean you cannot evict them for that undocumented dog or dogs, plural. I would go ahead and move for eviction because they brought those dogs in without your knowledge, and you'll have no problem whatsoever, Dennis. Forget about their letter. That's irrelevant. They've broken the lease another way, and you can go ahead and evict them. So good luck. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, please call me now. 281-558-5738. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, please call right now. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's see. Steve. Wow, this is weird. Let's see. I think this is someone listening, but they've got a different radio station mentioned. This is from Alinda. It says, do you have your real estate license? I do not. What's the difference in courses? They vary from 175 to 900. You know, I have no earthly idea, Linda. I don't think there's anything wrong necessarily with getting your license, but be aware there are certain disclosure laws that make it a little more difficult to negotiate when you're dealing with people. You have to disclose the value of the property and things like that. Whereas if you don't have a license, you don't have to disclose the value of the property. Now, you say, but I get 6% commission back. Yeah, but I sometimes negotiate 20, 30% off of the value of the home. I'd rather have the 20 or 30% by not having to disclose the value of the home than disclose it and get 6% commission. So Linda, as a rule, it's not worth it to have your license. You can negotiate more effectively and save more than 6% off the price of a home. But again, is there anything wrong with it? If you just like to do it, you want to do it. Oh, you don't want to be a realtor. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think you need to. You're going to be able to negotiate more than 6% off the sale price if you don't have your license more easily. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, this is a question from Benjamin. Should I get an attorney to write my own lease? I prefer the standard, you know, Texas Real Estate Commission lease. Now, Total Wealth Academy has its own lease, but I don't think you really need to spend all that money to get one made custom for yourself. If you understand the Trek lease, it's very, very fair to both sides, and that's what I would use. I certainly wouldn't use anything I got off the internet. Safest thing is going to be the Trek contract or the HAR. I'm not sure who has the lease, HAR or the Trek contract. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-KSEV, 281-558-KSEV. Let's see. Next question. Katie, this is a question about should you manage your own properties? I think you should manage your own properties up to about 20. About 20 is easy as pie. It's about 6 hours a month. You make $7,000, $8,000 profit. For 6 hours, yeah, that's worth it. Once you get up above 20 houses, I would start looking at property managers. I like Mynd.co, M-Y-N-D. They're outstanding property managers, Mynd.co. But I got a question for you, Katie. If you have 20 houses or close to it, why are you still in single family? You should have switched to commercial by now, because I guarantee you've got over $500,000 equity in those houses. I would sell all of them and move into a small or large apartment. And we can help you with that if you need the skills. But the reason I say most people run their single family is because by the time they get to 15, 20 houses, they got enough money to move to commercial. So they sell them all and go to commercial. But if you're stuck on single family, you love single family, you only want to do single family, then yeah, I'd wait till about 20 houses. Once you get above 20 houses, and then hire a property manager, if that's what you want to do. All right, thanks. And let's go to the next one. Rushy, nope, this is not an email. Adam is asking a question, if I know painters. I do, but my painters are all busy as sin with our members. You would want to find good investor, to find a good team. You want to join an investor group like Total Wealth Academy, Adam. Doesn't have to be Total Wealth, but pick one and join it. What they all have is a thing called a vendor program. They have the CPAs, the attorneys, the painters, the roofers, everybody that you need all in one place, and they're all investor friendly. So you're out there on your own trying to find a painter. That's not the right position to be in. You definitely want to join a club and have everybody at your fingertips. All right, Adam, hope that helps. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, this is Brad. It's interesting, two of the same question. Brad, yes, you can raise capital at Total Wealth Academy to do the deal you're describing. My only thing is, if you do join at Total Wealth Academy, I'm going to kind of pressure you to go a little bit larger for a syndicated deal. 20, 30 units. Yeah, you can syndicate a 20, 30 unit deal, but that's really small. I would raise your expectations, Brad, up to 100, 150, maybe even 200 units. And yes, we can help you with that, with the training, everything you need to do that. Okay, let's go to the next one. And Jay, looking for a mastermind because you're buying a 99-unit apartment complex? Think Total Wealth Academy. That's where you should be, if not us, one of the platforms. But yeah, do not go buy a 99-unit apartment without being involved in a club that will train you how to run 99 units. That is a big complex. And my fear, Jay, is because you've done single family investing in the past, you think that's going to transfer over to apartments. It's not. It is not. You've got to understand that running apartments is completely different from single family. And if you buy that apartment and try to use single family techniques on it, you're going to get slaughtered in the marketplace. You've got to get educated. So come see us or one of the other platforms. Get yourself educated before you buy that 99 unit. Plus, the banks are going to want you to have done it anyway. You're probably not going to get the loan unless you do it anyway. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is Adriana buying her first property. A condo. Yeah, the problem is you're paying full price for this condo, Adriana. Bear with me, Adriana. You don't know what you're doing. And you're letting a realtor tell you what to do. Let me tell you about realtors. They don't know what they're doing either. They're not investors. They're not trained to be investors. They're trained to sell other people's real estate. That's it. And the sad thing is a lot of people get their license thinking they're going to learn how to invest. And it teaches you nothing about investing. So you cannot rely on a realtor to be your mentor on how to buy investment property. You're going to have to join a platform like Total Wealth Academy. Get around like-minded people. Get around successful real estate investors. Take the courses and learn how to do it right. But yeah, you're absolutely right. This thing does not cash flow. It's never going to cash flow. This is a bad deal, so please don't do it. Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.